Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hello everyone, Ian Bell, Natural Wine Guy from Strong Plate Provisions here, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I often find that fine natural wine pairs wonderfully with folk and roots music. Both are produced using minimal intervention and traditional techniques.
Peace River, before the flood, power in our blood, a moving vein of our desire, city of light, I swear I'll give more this time. In green coats and blue jeans, they seem like plain folk, real friendly, till they drew a line between us and home. How do you prepare? Well, I swear I'll give more this time. On the river with Marie and Ron, a relocation to Fort St. John. The people talk here, we'll support a cause, but down south, well, they don't talk where they make the calls. I swear I'll give more this time. I have a friend on a hunger strike. He sits outside with his sign. I see him there in my mind. I swear I'll give more next time. With my feet where cold water moves, I dream of treaties and well-lit rooms. The sun and moonlight, the only kind here, what kind we need. Well, I swear I'll give more this time. Prophecy, like warning, counting Cross Lake, hit 140, and down the road, that'll be Moberly, for a city of light, I swear I'll give more this time.
Sleep soundly, all your faces ghostly white. We are marching to your mansion in the night. Where's the money?
Just heard Toronto-based artist Kaya Cater and Taj Mahal with Fed On. That's from Kaya Cater's album Strange Medicine, which came out in May. The song is inspired by Grenadian revolutionary Julian Fed On, who led an attempted armed insurrection against British colonists and plantation owners in the 1790s. Before that, we heard Jesse Matus from Manitoba with Peace River off his 2018 album Tamarog. And before that, we heard Cecil Barfield with Lucy May Blues. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKOW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at juliannacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Big Bill Brunzi. He was an American blues singer and guitarist, and was one of the leading figures of the emerging folk revival of the 1950s. This song, Willie May, is off an album recorded at WFMT in Chicago in 1957, with Brunzi, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee performing, and Studs Terkel interviewing. Brunzi wrote the song about a woman he knew in his youth in Arkansas, and he performed the song throughout the 1950s.
You just came from England. What would you say the trend is there? Any particular kind of blues they liked the best when you sang in England recently?
Well, the main thing about it is if you get up and explain what you're going to play, the people will sit quiet and listen to whatever you're saying, and then they'll go take it from there. And it's no country I've been in my life that people don't have the blues. Of course, they have it a different way. They have it through wars and through the different destructions and things that we don't have here. And therefore, they don't have the same way, have the blues the same way that I do. So I'm singing it the way that I have it. And therefore, it never happened to them over there. And then when I explain it before I start to sing it, then they know what I mean. It's trouble. I'm singing about the trouble I had.
It's the same in every language.
Yeah, see? So if they had trouble, so they understand that I'm singing about the trouble I have, and then they feel it.
Is there any particular blues that you found was very popular there, of all the songs that you have?
Well, I've got one that I do play over there for them that they all like, and they understand it because I'm singing about woman trouble, and I think every man born have had woman trouble.
Doesn't matter what language he speaks.
No. I got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo land. I got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo land. Ah, the way I got that woman, out of cloud stole her from man. All my life, baby, you know I've had to roam. All my life, Willie Mae, you know I've had to roam. Not just on account of me breaking up one poor man. Willie Mae, Willie Mae. Calling you. Lord, if I don't get my Willie Mae, there's no other woman. When I get a thing about Willie Mae, cold chill creeps up and down my spine. When I get a thing about Willie Mae, cold chills creeps up and down my spine. Sometimes I wished I was dead, but Willie Mae, you know I'm afraid to die. I'm gonna leave him, baby, and I'm going on down the line. I'm gonna leave him, Willie Mae, and I'm going on down the line. You know I don't do nothing here, Willie Mae, but grieve and cry. You know I don't do nothing here, Willie Mae, but grieve and cry.
In the hand of the worker, but it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. Oh, there is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past were all learned with workers' blood, the mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to the factories full of mud, war has always been the boss's way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. from many far-off lands. Oh, there is power in a union. Now I long for the morning when they all realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. But who'll defend the worker who cannot organize when the bosses send their lackeys, sir, to cheat us? Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who'll come to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow and a light to the child. Oh, there is power in a union. Sisters, together we all stand. Oh, there is power in a union. Stay strong, Wisconsin. The Mountain Goats and every musician I know are with you.
Counted on Tuesdays, by Wednesday we'll always know. Every week it seems they cut one more inch off our living wage, tearing us down for the new age, squeezing us until we choke. Everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know. Some touch and others just do. That's everyone I know.
Alistair Hewlett with Everyone I Know. He was a folk singer from Glasgow, Scotland, known as a member of the folk punk band Roaring Jack. That one's off his 1994 album, In the Back Streets of Paradise. Before that, we heard John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats with Power in a Union. The song was written by Billy Bragg in 1986, and Darnielle recorded it in 2011 in support of protesters in Wisconsin who opposed the governor's attempt to strip civic unions of their collective bargaining rights. Before that, we heard Big Bill Brunzi with Willie May. Here's one now from William Moore. He was a blues musician from Georgia who later worked as a barber in New Jersey. This one, Old Country Rock, is a recording he made for Paramount Records in 1929.
Come on, Bill, let's take him for an old country rock. Let's go back down on the Rappahannock. Down Tappahannock way. Whip it, Bill, while that body rocks. Get that old rock strain again, Bill. Everybody rocks. Old folks rock. Young folks rock. Boys rock. Girls rock. Got back, man, and let me rock. Rock me, sis, rock me. Rock me till I sweat. Got back, folks, let your pappy rock. Nobody knows how. Children rock. Sister Ernestine. Show your baby how you rock. Mighty fine, boys, rock it. Rock it till the cows come home. Whip that box, Bill, whip it. Too sad. I mean, too sad for the public. Now up the country. Down the country, get on that old rock. Rappahannock. Rappahannock. Cross the river, boy. Cross that river. Man, it's 40. Play it, Bill. Play it till the sergeant comes.
White folks ain't Jesus, they's just a man taking muffins from a poor man's hand. Hide on, baby, hide on. I went up on the mountain, I looked down in the hole, I saw Mark and the baboon playing yo-de-yo. Hide on, baby, hide on. Say, how long has that evening terrain been gone? How long, baby, how long? Say, I went up on the mountain, I saw the devil coming. I pulled off my overcoat and beat the devil running. How long, baby, how long?
I caught you knocking at my cellar door. Love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. Watch the needle take another man. Gone, gone, damage done. Sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk, blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
We just heard Sam Amadon, a contemporary folk artist from Vermont, with The Needle and the Damage Done. That's off the 2011 compilation album Harvest Revisited, which was produced by Mojo Magazine and features covers of all the songs on Neil Young's 1972 album, Harvest. Before that, we heard an unidentified performer with White Folks Ain't Jesus. That recording was made by Lawrence Gellert, a folk music collector who immigrated to New York City from Hungary as a child in the late 19th century. In the 1930s, Gellert moved to North Carolina for a time and made a series of trips around the southern states to record Black American folk music. He's an interesting and somewhat controversial figure in folk music because although he did collect many authentic recordings, he was also suspected of fabricating Black protest songs because similar songs could not be found in other folklorists' collections. At the same time, the extent of this fabrication is unknown. While he almost undoubtedly taught performers his own protest songs and then recorded them, it's also possible that he was able to record some of the performers' more private songs because he lived in the South and wasn't working for the government, as the Lomaxes were when they traveled through the states. Regardless, his collection of blues and religious songs is considered legitimate. The song we heard was recorded in either North Carolina or Georgia, and it's a version of How Long Blues, first recorded by Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell in 1928. Before that, we heard William Moore with Old Country Rock. We'll hear one now from Kathy Fink, Marcy Markser, and Chow Tien with Glory in the Meeting House and Leader's Glory. Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser are a married duo that's been performing together for over 35 years. Fink's from Maryland, but began her career in the early 1970s, busking and playing folk music in Canadian coffee houses. She met Marcy Markser, originally from Michigan, in Toronto in 1980, and they started writing songs together in 1983. Tien is a Chinese hammered dulcimer player, sound designer, and visual artist who's performed in over 30 countries and has been fostering cultural exchange between the United States and China since 2015. This one's off their recent album, From China to Appalachia, which came out in August. Glory in the Meeting House is an old-time breakdown from the Kentucky River Basin that was a popular tune to play at fiddle contests. Leader's Glory is a traditional Chinese folk tune, and the musicians note that the two songs share similar melodies. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sean Burns from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and you are listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle shot out in the dark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you were born with white skin, they explain. While the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain, as he rises to fame, while the poor white remains on the caboose of the train. So he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriff, the police, the governor gets paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man is used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. So he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks he looks through the cracks to the tracks, and the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to hide beneath the hood, with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't a got no name, so he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. Dame Edgar Evers was buried from the bullet that he caught. They lowered him down like a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one who fired the gun, see by his name on the stone that remains his epitaph plain. Only a pawn in their game.
Chelsea Poorman's body behind a mansion in Vancouver. She had been rotting there for 1.5 years. She had just signed up for film school but would never have a chance, just like so many others, killed or disappeared. One of the world's richest countries, in the country's richest neighborhood, in the backyard of an investment property. A construction worker found her, having nothing to do with any work done by the RCMP. Just another of the murdered and the missing, another illustration of the shame. One more dead Canadian woman who remembers her name. Chelsea lived in the city of Vancouver. By her friends and family, she was loved well. Her father drove 1,000 miles to come and search for her, to try to find the place where his daughter fell. As soon as her body was discovered, The insults began to be hurled. There was no foul play involved in her death. The RCMP announced to the world, just another of the murdered and the missing. Another illustration of the shame. One more dead Canadian woman who remembers her name. Chelsea Portman was missing three fingers. She had somehow lost a chunk of her head. The authorities waited till 2 weeks later before announcing they found Chelsea dead. They said, sorry, the case is closed now, with no investigation to show. They said, what happened to this young woman, we'll probably never know. Just another of the murdered and the missing, another illustration of the shame. Chelsea Portman's body was found behind a mansion. Her father had to break into it to find. She had left a variety of her belongings, and they were still sitting in the house left behind. We may not know what happened to her yet, but someone important has something to hide. There's one thing here that is certain. The cops are corrupt and they lied. Just another of the murdered and the missing. Another illustration of the shame. One more dead Canadian woman who remembers her name. Just another of the murdered and the missing. Another illustration of the shame. Indigenous woman who remembers her name. Who remembers her name. Who remembers her name. Who remembers her name.
We just heard David Rovix with The Murdered and the Missing. He's a topical singer-songwriter based in Oregon who's been playing since the 1990s. That one's from his recent album, Ministry of Culture, Live at Eco-Socialism 2024, which was released in July. Rovix wrote the song in June. Before that, we heard Barbara Dane with Only a Pawn in Their Game. She's a folk, jazz, and blues singer from Detroit, whose voice was described by Time magazine as pure, rich, rare as a 20-carat diamond. That's from a 2018 Smithsonian Folkways retrospective compilation album called Hot Jazz, Cool Blues, and Hard-Hitting Songs. The song's by Bob Dylan, and Dane first heard it when he sat with her on a friend's floor in Los Angeles. She recorded her version live at the Cabal in Berkeley, California in 1964. And before that, we heard Kathy Fink, Marcy Marxer, and Chow Tien with Glory in the Meeting House and Leader's Glory. Here's one now from the Great Lake Swimmers. They're an Ontario band that have been performing since the early 2000s. This song, Song Sung Blue, is from their score for a 2008 documentary that's also called Song Sung Blue. The song's by Neil Diamond, who released it on his 1972 album, Moods. Diamond first became interested in making music when he was 16 and attended a summer camp where Pete Seeger held a concert. He got a guitar as soon as he got home and immediately began writing songs.
Song, song, blue, everybody knows one. Song, song, blue, every garden grows one. Sing them out again.
Dark cloud rising. Can't you see the lightning crash? Can't you hear that thunder rolling? I say it's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Father, here's a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Father, here's a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Can't you see the lightning flash? Can't you hear that thunder rolling? I say, here's a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Let's go home, let's go home. People, let's go home, let's go home. Can't you see the lightning flash? Can't you hear that thunder rolling? I say it's a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Let's go home, let's go home.
Jimmy Lee Harris with Dark Cloud Rising. He was a musician from Alabama who worked in different jobs across the United States, but often returned back to his hometown of Phoenix City, where he played in a duo with his brother Eddie. George Mitchell recorded some of his music in 1981, including that song. Before that, we heard Willie Dunn with Two Lullabies. Dunn was a Mi'kmaq musician and film director from Montreal, known for songs like I Pity the Country and Son of the Sun. That one's off the recent Light in the Attic reissue of his 2004 album, Son of the Sun. And before that, we heard the Great Lake Swimmers with Song Sung Blue. I've got a few more tunes for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Willie Watson, a New York musician who's a founding member of the band Old Crow Medicine Show. This one, Mole in the Ground, is off his brand new self-titled album, which came out last Friday. It's a traditional American folk song that's been widely commercially recorded. Take care.
Oh, I wish I was a mole in the ground, Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. Tempe wants a $9 shawl. Yes, Tempe wants a $9 shawl. When I come over the hill with a $40 bill. Oh, it's baby, where you been so long? Well, I've been in the bend so long. Yes, I've been in the bend so long. Well, I've been in the bend with the rough and rowdy men. And I ain't going back no hair hang down. Yes, Tempe, let your hair hang down. Let your hair hang down and your bangs curl around. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. Wish I was a mole in the ground.
To get drunk, you have to drink. Unseen faces keep appearing in the evening of the sky. No one saw what they were hearing. Unseen faces keep appearing. Those who were not born were fearing that they too will someday die. Unseen faces keep appearing in the evening of the sky. There was never no tomorrow. It was all about today. When yourself and yourself quarrels, there was never no tomorrow. Return all those dreams you borrowed from remote control highways. There was never no tomorrow. It was all about today. This planet is still unknown, though it may seem very clear. Mysteries are all we own. This planet is still unknown. Everyone alive stays stone until it is time to disappear. This planet is still unknown, though it may seem very clear. Start driving without a car. All the lights are turning red. If you want to get real far, start driving without a car. Move by staying where you are. The ticket is in your head. Start driving without a car. All the lights are turning red. Inside darkness, there is light. Inside water, there is fire. Black magic is out of sight. Inside darkness, there is light. Turning left is turning right. Coming down is getting higher. Inside darkness, there is light. Inside water, there is fire. Blue was never really blue. Pink was never really pink. Somebody was fooling you. Blue was never really blue. What is false is really true. To get drunk, you have to drink. Blue was never really blue. Pink was never really pink.
Some blunt questions in Look magazine. Does Robert Kennedy plan to run for president someday? Is he persecuted by the memory of JFK? A visit with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton in Paris. A report on the rising tide of nudity in today's movie.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke, you and me? We never, ever, ever give up.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.